AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Food and Drug Administration has given full approval for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock says the public can be, in her words, very confident the Pfizer vaccine meets high standards for safety, effectiveness, and manufacturing quality. According to Pfizer, the U.S. becomes the first country to fully approve its shot. The FDA's approval may spur more vaccine mandates by companies, universities, and local governments. A recent poll by the Associated Press and ORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows nearly 6 in 10 Americans favor requiring people to be fully vaccinated to travel on airplanes or attend crowded public events. Mike Hempen, Washington.
As students start returning to classrooms, a new AP-NORC poll shows a majority of Americans say they support mask mandates for students and teachers, but it's sharply divided along party lines. About 3 in 10 Republicans say they favor mask requirements, compared to about 8 in 10 Democrats. All New York City public school teachers and other staffers are being told they will have to get vaccinated. There was a firefight outside the Kabul airport. German officials say at least one Afghan soldier was killed. Meantime, the Taliban sent fighters north of Kabul to eliminate pockets of armed resistance to their takeover. Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. mission in Afghanistan is clear.
Our focus has to be on evacuating American citizens, Afghans who worked with us, and vulnerable Afghans, including women and children.
The U.S. airlift out of Afghanistan continues. Andrew Cuomo is preparing to end his decade as governor of New York today. He decided to resign rather than face a likely impeachment battle over sexual harassment allegations. This is AP News. 10 years ago today, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake shook much of the eastern U.S., causing significant damage to Washington's National Cathedral.
If that shaking would have lasted another 2 or 3 seconds, the stuff that was just like a Jenga game, it would have come down.
Joe Alonzo is head stonemason at the cathedral. He says the building itself is sound, but
that energy just kept going, and boom, it just popped, you know, like the cracking of a whip. And that's why you see the damage is most extreme up high, especially the very top of the central tower.
The quake was 10 years ago, but Alonzo says they're still working on the cathedral.
It was $34 million in damage, what we estimated, and we're 10 years into the earthquake now, and we're about halfway done with the repairs.
The National Cathedral has reopened for in-person worship services every Sunday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.